Welcome to episode 6 of the Beancast. Hey. Where we're asking important questions like, what fraction of you has to be Native American to get the card?
1/12, I think.
1/12?
I don't know how it works. Depends on what province you're in.
So once you go to back to that level, so there's 1/12.
Over 1/12.
Over 1/12. But why would it be? Why would they pick 1/12?
I don't know. I just actually picked that number out of thin air. I didn't.
Okay, because it makes no sense. Because you realize that it goes from 8th to 16th when you're talking about family tree stuff.
Yeah, so I guess maybe 1/16? I don't know. I know it's...
1/16
your grandparents
seems slim.
It's your grandparents. Maybe it's your grandparents' parents. Like that, but far back.
That's,
so
yeah.
3 generations, I think. Because I know they keep extending it because they want more people to be native.
Wait, what?
Yeah, like
who's they wanting more
people? The government.
The government
because
wants,
it's like trying to be inclusive, so they're trying to give more people the ability to get their
to pay less
card.
Taxes.
Well, look, I'm not saying it makes sense.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. I'm just fucking with it. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Anyways, I don't know. You're gonna have to look up the government website on that one.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I don't either. I would go with 1/16.
Do you think Native Americans ate beans?
Oh, yeah. They fucking love beans.
What sort of beans were they growing here?
Native beans?
Native beans.
I don't know what beans grow here. Natively.
Yeah, native beans growing on the native trees and the native lands by the native river.
What? I don't even know any beans
Native
that
Americans
grow natively
lived.
Here. There has to be some, though. There has to be. Sweet peas?
Do peas count as... Peas aren't beans.
No, they're not.
No, you can grow beans here. I just don't know if they were...
Native. To North
beans.
America. Should I Google this?
Yeah, Matt's going to Google native beans, and I'm going to sing you a Native American song.
Oh, that should be good. How...
I've been overcome with self-conscious fear.
This is going to be offensive no matter what you do.
You're absolutely right. I can't sing my humps, and I also can't do like the hey thing. I can't do anything. How's your Googling?
Almost done. Oh my God.
I fucking love that shit. It sounds awesome.
I mean, it's very impressive. If you see it in person, it's very impressive that they can sing like that. And they do it for like a very long time too.
Mm.
Like the true dances and rituals and festivals that they do. I don't know what you call it. I'm trying to avoid saying a powwow. But the true powwows that they do are for quite a few hours. So it's like, that's quite impressive to be singing and dancing that long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like ravers.
Yeah, without the drugs.
Yeah.
And actually with skills and talent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just as colorful, though.
Yeah. There we go. All
right. So I found the potato bean, the ground nut, and the hog peanut used by indigenous people.
So this is just another case where we've entered this environment and...
We
aren't
everything.
Using these bountiful resources like the hog peanut bean.
you
see cans of hog peanuts in the store.
And I think peas, like snap peas or whatever, they're in the same family as beans. So I think
they're in the Beaniopolis family.
Ligma. I don't even know how to pronounce this.
Lagoons.
There you go.
Ligma.
Well, I told you I didn't know how to pronounce it.
That's an understatement.
Legume. That's it.
Legume.
Yeah. So you weren't even right.
Okay, that's a that's a far cry. That's a big reach.
Anyway, so we got nothing to talk about this podcast. Actually, I got something.
You got colon cancer?
No, but I watched a movie the other day with the girlfriend. She wanted to put it on. What was it called? It was the one where the nerds are always not playing baseball, so they make their own team, and they verse all the other popular athletic kids. Benchwarmers. You seen it?
No.
Well, this is going to be really lame if you haven't seen it. It's terrible.
Okay.
Movie review. I thought it was really good the first time I saw it.
Yeah.
I rewatched it. Terrible. It's just like three adults who have trauma and past issues, well, current issues too, that are trying to beat up on these kids because they're just fucked and like they're playing baseball against kids and like bullying them and everyone's cheering them on. It's kind of like a Star Wars situation where like everyone's cheering on the rebels, but they're actually just terrorists against the Empire. You know, like none of their actions are justified when you look at it objectively. It's like the fact that you are looking at it like you're an ally. You're encouraging them from the point of view of the characters. You know?
Have we gone a little too deep? Made a couple jumps in there.
Okay.
First, you said it's like Star Wars and the rebels are the bad guys.
They are.
Okay.
Have you, like, think about that. The rebellion.
Yes.
There's an empire that's trying to bring order to the galaxy so everyone is peaceful.
Also, dictatorship and authoritarian control and creepy, weird death magic force.
But is that bad if there's peace?
And torture.
China's very peaceful. And it's authoritarian. And it's doing great for the last 50 years. Well, not maybe not 50, but 20.
So why are you learning Mandarin and getting your ass in China, Matt?
Because I don't live there and I don't want to. I'm just saying, authoritarian dictatorship is not necessarily the worst when it's a good thing with a net positive for the rest of the galaxy.
We would get jailed in China for having this podcast because every episode I tell Justin Trudeau to suck these nuts.
Yeah.
And Jinping?
It's not even close. You could just call him Qi.
Jinping?
No. Xi.
Can also suck my nuts, and that would put me in jail.
You could call him Pooh Bear if you want. That's what people call him.
Yeah. Like, there's some issues, Matt. There's plenty of easy to understand ideological reasons why individuals might side with the rebellion.
Yeah. But look at what they do. All they do is destroy things.
They destroyed mass weapons of mass destruction. They destroyed Death Stars.
Well, that one Death Star.
Two Death Stars.
Well, okay, the one wasn't even built yet. The second one wasn't even rebuilt.
It was almost functional.
Anyways, I'm just saying, it's not like they were innocent. They were actually terrorists. Ethically right or wrong, they were terrorists in the government system.
Jesus Christ.
This is like a big internet thing. Like, there's a lot of people who follow this and like,
oh my God,
argue about this.
Is it just people who are trying to be contrarian because they think it makes them edgy?
No, it's like people genuinely believe.
Is it just autistic people who just love order so much? They love having everything around them and being told exactly what to do and when and what to think.
I don't know about the order part, but the autistic part probably.
Okay. And that might be why you're kind of drawn to it.
Yeah, that's probably why. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like these fucking rebels and their coming of age stories. Suck my dick.
Yeah. Fucking terrorists. Anyways, so.
And back to tying it all back to bench warmers. It's a baseball movie.
Yeah, it's about adults beating up on kids. Really, but it seems like they're good guys while they're doing it.
Interesting.
It's not a good movie. Don't watch it.
Hollywood can fucking spin anything, I guess.
Yeah.
Did they also sexually assault the kids? Because that would be even more Hollywood.
Nope, I don't think so.
Okay.
The one guy's getting pressured to make kids the whole time. That like his wife is just blah 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 right in his ear.
Right in
come
his
and
ear.
Impregnate me. What are you doing with these kids? Stop playing baseball and fuck me. That's like her whole role in the whole movie. One time she says, oh, that's why you don't want kids? Because you're worried about bullies? Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, because I was a bully. That's it. That's her only part.
And she's a great, just a powerful woman, a strong role.
Definitely not.
Women in the workplace, whatever day is coming up, as we know in Canada. And
is it? Is that an actual national day?
It's not a national day. It's one of those fucking pancake days.
Oh.
A pancake day isn't a thing. It's one of those days. It's like Pi Day.
What do you think about that?
Pi Day?
No. Pi Day's great. Everyone can agree on that. But
what do I think about women in the workplace? You're asking me I have a hot opinion about that?
No. I assume you don't have a hot take on that. What do you think about having their own day for that?
I think every day is a day we should celebrate women in the workforce.
Jesus. Fucking white knight and over here.
I just want someone to fuck me.
You have a girlfriend. Jesus.
I'm working on male allyship over here. I'm doing everything I can.
So you think every day we should be appreciating the women in the workplace?
Yeah, like appreciating how they look, the clothes they wear.
Do you think they appreciate you?
When they flirt with us. Oh, I don't know. I don't shower much.
But do they? All right, fair enough. Do you think they appreciate the person you sit beside that's probably the most hygienic? Someone in the office that does the same job as you that actually showers regularly.
Mm-hmm. Do they appreciate a version of me that isn't off-putting physically?
Well, I mean, besides the showering part, you're pretty
off-putting physically?
No, you're not. You're
I'm all right.
You're an all right guy. I mean, you're no like celebrity.
Are you asking if they appreciate me?
Yeah. Should we not get a day as men?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Like they have no. This is my thing, is like, if you want equality, you can't give one person a day and not the other person. And I think you should just give no days.
Yeah, and it was men who built the workplace, after all.
I think it was slaves, mostly. We started with kings and slaves.
It was men who built the slave workplace.
Yeah.
No, I don't really feel like I desire a great bunch of appreciation.
Hmm.
For just being in the workplace.
So you want to take away their appreciation?
I never know.
Do you want equality? Trying to trap you in a corner here.
Yeah, it's less of a corner than you're picturing, I'm sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Do you got a new topic? You don't need to answer that.
No, we need equality across the board.
That's scary.
We need just as many women working as garbage collectors as men. And until that day comes, women aren't being celebrated enough for picking up garbage.
I'm behind that. I think we should get more women in shitty jobs like that. Well, that's an honorable job. I shouldn't say that.
Matt just fucking taking a swipe at the garbage collectors.
No.
Casually.
No, I actually know a guy who does that. And it's not bad. It's not a bad job. They get a lot of shit. But, you know, they make a lot more money than most people do.
Yep.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
pretty crazy, actually. The city pays a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking socialist. It is a government, so.
Do you want equality?
No.
Saying fucking. Yeah. So you want women to have their day in the workplace, but men not to, and because that's unequal, you're a fan of it.
I just don't think equality, true equality, exists. And I don't think, like, I just, like, I, we can appreciate both sexes. We can appreciate people on that. I just think they should be appreciated on what the job they do, not necessarily because of their gender. I think it's stupid. It's like, you have a vagina and tits. Great job. Now you're special. It's like, well, but you have a dick and balls and you're not special. And if you're in between that somewhere, then you're lost, I guess.
Hot take. Gender non-conforming people are lost.
Well, yeah, kind of in a way, metaphorically.
Lost in an ocean of gender confusion.
Anyways, let's new topic. This can't be the podcast. This can't be just talking about hot takes on shit the whole time.
I might say that we should celebrate people on how attractive they are.
Like celebrities? Models? Like,
I don't know. I don't think you have to be a celebrity or a model.
Well, it's kind of, I'm just saying that's like a general thing that we do.
I'm just saying that we should just celebrate the bounty, so like of pretty people that God has given us.
So like at work, we just...
Not all... talk to the uggos.
We put them in a corner and give them all the worst work.
Don't give them attention.
God, that's scary. Real. That's
there
scary.
There should be... celebrating unattractive people in the workplace because of how much our social interaction doesn't benefit them.
Society would be fucked after like 30 years of that.
Of celebrating uggos in the workplace?
No,
day?
Not uggos. Oh, just uggos?
Yes,
that would be great.
Uggos.
That would be great.
And celebrating low IQ people?
No. No.
Low IQ people in the workforce. You don't think they deserve some celebration, some recognition? They've been held out for
so long.
I think
they've had a harder time. I think they need...
What do you mean, like getting in the door that says push and they're pulling? Is that what you mean? They've had a harder time.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, give them a good pat on the back or something, you know?
Yeah. A pat on the back.
Cupcake, you know.
A wet Willie in the ear.
Oh, God. Wedgie. Appreciation wedgie.
When I remember, like, when I was a kid and I was going to start going to school, I was under the impression that people were constantly dunking each other's heads in the toilet and pulling their underpants up.
Yeah, you watched a little too many cartoons.
I thought there was just going to be wedgies and swirlies left, right, and center.
Yeah, you know what? None of that happened to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any of that. We just had the traditional bullying where you like fought each other and called each other faggots, you know?
Interesting. I didn't experience...
You didn't experience that?
What you describe as traditional bullying myself.
Wow. You went to a nice school, though. I went to public school, and...
I went to a nice school starting in grade 6.
That's where bullying heats up.
I experimented with bullying in grade 6, and I got in a lot of trouble.
You experimented with...
Yeah. Well, that's what kids do. They're like, oh, I'm going to try this out.
It's just the wording of it.
I got in a lot of trouble.
It's like I experimented with jiu-jitsu.
Being bullied in grade 3. I tried that out. Didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't say the word... I couldn't say the sound R.
Oh.
So I'd be like, that's very great. And kids would make fun of me, and I'd be like, fuck.
I bet you'd be good at it, though.
Saying R?
No, being bullied.
No, I would just fucking stand there and start crying because I didn't know what to do. I wasn't good at being bullied. If I would have stuck with bullying other people, I probably could have gotten good at it.
Mm.
But I just got in a lot of trouble really fast.
Yeah.
So I abandoned that.
That is the trick with bullying, is you have to be able to get away with it.
Mm.
It's like, that's experience. You know, you see a good bully and you know they're going to get away with everything. And like, even when they can get the bully kid in trouble. Just as much trouble as the bully, you know? That's experience. You're like, damn, that kid's been doing that a long time. They got fucked up home. Their dad beats them for sure.
Yeah.
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 Celebrating Bullies Day for making sure we're not all soft.
Oh, my God. Do you remember that picture of our mutual friend putting their kids in non-bully pink shirts?
Oh, my God. So these people...
You can't say their name.
They're wonderful people, and we love them to death.
Oh, my God. They're going to know who we're talking about, too. But, yeah.
And they just... They have this kid that's cute as heck, but he looks weird, but he's cute as heck. And
They put him in an
anti-bullying t-shirt.
That's pink.
That's pink, and it's an anti-bullying t-shirt in big, bold letters.
It's like a fucking Target.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's a fucking Target. Like, it's if like I saw that, I would be like...
black and white stripes and leaving them in the Sahara.
You might as well just say desert. Challenge accepted on the back of it, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Are kids that empathetic now?
No, like, I don't think so.
Like, I know kids are getting, like, more empathetic, and it's more of culturally about inclusion and stuff. But is it? Are there still bullies out there?
Oh, yeah.
Because if there's a bully out there...
My little sister tells me about it.
That bully's going to lynch your child.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's even harsher now. Because it's, like, online. A lot of it's social media, and it's a lot of it's bullshit, and it's hidden, you know?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you show up to school one day and no one likes you and you don't know why.
Yeah.
That's hidden. At least with the old school bullies, like when I was on the school bus, they call you a faggot to your face, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, you had to have balls to be a bully back then.
Mm.
And then you get in a fight.
Now it's just a social thing, yeah.
Yeah. Now it's a social media post, and which is bullshit.
I'm so glad I didn't have to deal with that.
Well, wait till we have kids.
In other words, I'm so glad I'm an old man. Oh, yeah. Have kids. We're probably going to end up adopting if we do.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a kid with the trauma already built in. So we like don't have to, we won't even have to blame ourselves.
The speakers are on now. You forgot the speakers are on.
The trauma is.
Yeah.
We can't be blamed.
Yeah, but you will have to deal with it.
We'll have to deal with it. The drug addiction, the anger, the animal abuse.
The animal abuse. Damn.
Man, kids get fucked. Kids are fucked up, especially the ones who are being passed around between foster homes.
They're
I'm not saying they all are, but there's some lemons.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, that's probably what we're going to be stuck with.
Yeah, and they keep getting recycled in the system until they turn 18, graduate out of it.
Yeah,
it's pretty fucked up.
They can finally couch surf to their heart's content.
It's kind of like getting a dog. You want to get it early so you can put in good behavior patterns, you know? If you get an adopted child early, I think you're okay. You know, you get an old dog that's
the
like...
The question is if you're able to be super picky with which child you adopt. Because when we got our dog was a rescue, but we were super picky. We didn't pick up all those dogs with behavioral issues. We waited till we found a good one who was just struck by a car. So maybe that's our key. We just need to adopt a paraplegic.
It's a kid struck by a car.
Yeah.
No.
Pick a kid out of the car that his parents died in the accident of. And then we got a perfectly fine kid who's on wheels and
traumatized, but only by the car accident.
Yeah, only by
and
the
her parents dying.
Yeah, they're not like
dramatically.
Had a great time before that.
I mean, you could. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah, I don't even touch that. Yeah. So, curveball here. I've been listening to this other podcast. I know, traitor, but.
I only listen to Beancast episodes is what he's trying to imply there, I guess.
There is these two guys that make this sweet podcast. I actually really like it, about like Midwest American dads.
Yeah.
And I realized Americans in the Midwest are very much like Canadians. It is the closest thing to us by far. Overly polite, talk about drinking beer and like doing shit like that, ice fishing. Like one person shovels your walk, so they have to go out and do something overly nice to the other person. Mm-hmm. You get stuck in people trying to leave your house, but like they keep offering you things or like giving you food, and you have to like, you're too nice to say no.
Yeah.
It's like Canadians. It's like, except for we're passive aggressive behind it all. They're actually genuinely nice. They're actually
sincere. Is it because they all go to church?
Probably. That's probably it.
Yeah.
And no one goes to church here except for the Muslim folks. Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Good for them.
Oh, yeah. More power to them.
Yeah.
Fucking go to your church in Canada. I don't know. We're going to move to Canada because they got that good church. That's why we're moving.
Islam is strong in Canada.
It is, man.
It is.
They're slamming big-ass mosques down like it ain't nobody's business.
They're looking at the rest of us being like, that's haram. What are you doing over there in the casino? Haram. Prostitutes on the street? Haram.
What does haram mean?
It's like sin in Islam.
Okay. Well, yeah, those are pretty fair conclusions to reach.
Yeah, but it's like Canada. They didn't expect this. They just thought it was beavers and rainbows.
Rainbows are haram. I don't know how deeply you've looked into this.
There's no rainbows in the Middle East.
No, man, I'm pretty sure it's mostly like financial, and the fact that our government isn't like enlisting people in the army and there aren't terrorist attacks all the time.
Yeah. We need immigrants to survive. Otherwise, our country's fucked.
Yeah, Canada's super duper fucked. If we don't get a constant in-stream of people
who Alberta's are fine.
Willing to work hard.
Alberta's okay. That's like the only good province right now, which we're fortunate. Everywhere else
Alberta
is...
boys. No, actually
Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan's doing well too.
Saskatchewan's got good shit.
Yeah. They don't need immigrants.
Manitoba's just too boring.
They just don't... There's nothing in Manitoba. There's nothing in Manitoba. About a whole bunch of reserves, I guess.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't mean to yawn in the middle of the podcast. I'm highly engaged.
Are you?
A little sleepy. Is our friend... Our friend is not here yet. And we have a...
They can't hear that.
There's some dogs barking. And it's like we live in the hood. What?
I mean,
what?
You do live beside an industrial area.
Yeah, I do live in a nice condo building built in a low-income area.
Yeah. It's surprising how nice your apartment is.
That there are upwards of 4 drug dealers in my building.
Yeah, and it's surprising how nice this is, considering all those facts.
Yeah.
Like, it is a nice apartment. It's just in the worst location. Why did they build it here?
I don't know, man.
They must have got the land cheap.
Yeah, scam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Works for me because I'm cheap and also spoiled. I'm a spoiled brat.
You got that white privilege.
I got white privilege running through my veins.
Damn. You want to share some of that white privilege?
Yeah, it's in my veins. It's literally my bodily fluid.
Yeah, you never donated blood before?
We donated blood together. Well, we went to donate blood together, and the fucking lady, like, did it wrong.
She fucked up someone's life.
Like, halfway through, I was just looking at the tube, and there's a bunch of bubbles going down it. And I was like, is that supposed to happen? She's like, oh, this bag is ruined. And she like takes it away and she's like, you're done. And I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone died because they didn't get that blood.
Donated blood before that, I just stopped squirting blood into the bag after it was like half full. And she was like, just rolled the needle around in my arm for a couple of minutes while I'm just grimacing. And then she was like, next time drink more water.
Yeah.
And I had drank so much water. I was peeing like mad.
You think that they would be considerate, nice, so willing to have you in there, you know. Like their advertisements are like, come and give blood, be, you know, help people survive and whatever the fuck. But you get there and they're like, do these forms, do this. You're not doing this one thing. You smoked once in the last 6 months. Yeah. Go get fucked.
They're actually kind of like...
They're kind of dicks.
I find there to be ruder nurses than like at the hospital.
Yeah.
Where everyone's just dying around them and they're in like hell.
Yeah. It's really weird.
What did you just do in the hospital? Oh, I just literally cleaned up the shit of a man and I'm being nice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, people are here to donate blood and I'm bitter.
Yeah. I don't get that.
Maybe we should go donate blood and then shit ourselves and ask them to clean us up like we're at a hospital. See if they do it. You're just donating blood and you just like... and just look at the... like make eye contact with the nurse like a dog pooping while you soil yourself. Yeah. See what they do.
Jesus. Oh, that's gross.
Yes, indeed.
I don't know if I could do that. Sounds unsanitary. Do you think you could actually shit yourself in public? Do you think you could bring yourself to that point? I don't think I could actually do that.
I absolutely could, but it would have to be for like excessive amounts of money or something. It's not like something that I'd be motivated to do without.
If I offered you $1 million.
Yes, I would go shit in anywhere.
I don't think I could actually do it. I think I would have a weird... like, you're literally standing there looking at someone trying to shit yourself. I don't think I could actually push one out.
I could. I'd be shy. I would just stay there until my body, like,
You're committed for a few days. And you're I'm going to be constipated and I'm going to get this prune juice.
And I'll get it out.
What if it was just diarrhea? I think I could do diarrhea. If I just, like, took an X-lax or something that would be okay. I could do that. Because then it's just falling out. You don't have an option after a certain point.
Except, but what's worse for the other person? Like you just dropping a log and walking away? Or you squatting down and just going fountain all over the place?
Fountain is so much worse. That's
way worse for them.
So much worse.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like 100 times worse. Because you're never going to clean that up. Completely, you're never gonna clean that up. Like what?
You're never gonna clean tissues around the corner on the bookstore floor.
Yeah, at least a log, like you know, pick it up like
dog poop.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Back to poop. It seems.
Yeah, we talk about it too much.
Yeah, I haven't shit myself lately.
It's improvements.
It's an improvement. Once you shit yourself, it's true.
Yeah. God. Yeah. That's good. I haven't shit myself in decades, so.
I thought you did the other day. Or you said you were close. You said you almost shit yourself.
I think I almost shit myself. Like, I was like, on... it was what is it called? Gopher hoeing or something? Prairie dogging? Prairie dogging. It was prairie dogging, and I was like rushing to the toilet. I was trying to get there.
I was picturing you prairie dogging and being like, Das Vidanya.
No.
No. No.
What's been going on with you, Tom? Or fuck, don't say your name.
No, you can say my name. My name is... and I'm right here.
That's fine. First names should be okay.
Okay. And my dog is named Georgia. And I saw a new doctor today. And I think he's awesome because he's black.
Why is that relevant?
With a black doctor once before. And since I've seen so few doctors in my life, I consider that to be a valid data point.
Cool. Okay. So you're...
seems cool.
Running on stereotypes seems and good. Past experiences.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because, like, the past experience... so, like, I was working in a warehouse, and I split my head open on a drawer, like a metal drawer.
Yeah.
I had a big gash on my forehead.
And he sewed you up.
Yeah, he sewed me up, and there was this literal gargoyle. Like, I was walking behind this short, dried-out skin... looking fat, squatty, just miserable, ugly woman with a voice like, yeah, come over here, dear. But without the Boston accent. And I was walking behind her down the hallway to the medical room, like, just, I felt like I was in a Harry Potter movie. I was like, this is a real life gargoyle. Like, I was so fascinated. And so, like, she had this training nurse, like, this student with her, and she kept, like, belittling the student, being like, I have to bring you around and do everything. Just stay over there. Don't worry about this.
So, like, sounds she was about just right.
So fucking rude to this poor student, right? Yeah. She turns around and looks at me and, like, has like a clipboard thing. And she's like, all right, tell me what happened. And she sits down and there's no chair. She just fucking falls to the ground. And her arms and legs are straight up in the air. She's like rolling around. The student like goes to try and help, but she's like, God, I'm fine.
What does this have to do with the black doctor?
And then the black doctor came in, right?
Yeah.
And she fucking put her in her place. She's like talking about, oh, we have to babysit these students. And the fucking poor girl's right there, right? The doctor's like, yeah, education, but it is necessary. And she just, like, because he wasn't agreeing with everything she said. She thought the doctor was going to back her up. She's all on her high horse. And he just fucking slam dunked that bitch.
So you like the black doctor because
he put her in her place?
Because he put her in her place. Then this whole
clinic was fucked. Like, he was, like, working on my forehead, on my stitches, right? And he'd be like,
so you don't even care about the quality of that black doctor. Like, you don't even care about the doctor's qualifications, how good of a doctor it was.
He did an amazing job stitching up my forehead.
Okay.
There's no scar. Okay, can't see a scar.
I can't see a scar.
Exactly. Yeah. There was, like, a 2-inch gash in my forehead. He did an amazing job. He put that bitch in her place, and he was just super chill. I don't know what it... Doctors are often pretty chill.
Wasn't
chill. But yeah, so I think that I won the lottery in getting a family doctor because of his race. Is what happened to me today. There's not a lot of racial variation in the city I live. At least black people.
There's no white doctors anymore.
Remarkably few black people in the city that we live in. There are no white doctors because they all go to the States to get paid more.
And all the immigrants come here.
Doctors go to the States. So then we get smart, hardworking immigrants who come over here and become doctors. Yeah. So all of our doctors...
All their parents tell them to become doctors. And then we get 50% of our doctor population are all Chinese.
Yeah, we got loads of Chinese, we got Indians, we have blacks. I've seen more black doctors in Calgary than I have black people who aren't doctors in Calgary in my life. You're
like naming it off like it's a shopping list.
Well, yeah. And on that shopping list is missing is white doctors. Like, imagine all the poor racist people in Canada who are like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Like, I can't find a white fact.
It's they're in small towns. They must be in small towns.
Maybe.
I'll tell you. I'll go to a doctor in my small town. Who the
fuck wants to live in a small town?
I do. It's nice. You
be a doctor in a small Canadian town?
Yeah.
I guess that's not...
Well, I mean, it's not that small. It's like 40,000 people. Yeah, and we're getting another 10,000 next year. Like, it's not that small. You found a white doctor. It's, you know, it's like a magic unicorn. God.
Yeah. Like a black astronaut. It's just a special thing. That's not really true. They're getting all sorts of people up in space now.
Yeah.
Fucking A right.
Equality. We're full circling back on that.
We need to celebrate women in space.
Yeah. Send them up there.
Yeah, just fucking launch them on it.
Send the bitchy ones up there. We don't want to hear them anymore.
God damn it. You have some boomer ass jokes, Matt. That is like the joke memes that 50-year-old men text each other about, like, oh, no, the bitchy one. Like,
It's so true.
Oh, your sense of humor is like 20 years older than you are.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I still laugh at them.
Age to perfection.
I'm fucking old, all right?
Yeah, we're like 30.
No shit. I'm turning 30 in like 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah. It's fucking
Happy
brutal.
Birthday
Shut
to
up.
You.
Shut up.
Happy. What should we get mad for his birthday?
We're going to do another podcast before that, I'm sure. So.
Oh, boy. This is so exciting. I need to figure out what to get him.
Don't give me anything.
Don't give me anything. I'm a full-grown man. I don't need nothing.
I'm ignoring.
If you give me something, I'll feel like I owe you, and I hate that feeling more than anything else.
Yeah. This is why I relate with those Midwestern
American
guys.
Matt comes over to your place and gets pissed when you start trying to do the dishes. He'd be like cooking something. He'd be like, what can I do? And you'll be like, there's nothing to do. And he'll be like, fuck.
I've grown up. I know. I don't worry about that anymore. I just let you do your own dishes now.
You're getting better.
Yeah.
You're still a little like.
Nah, now I don't care as much anymore. It's only with you and like other particular people that I actually like.
Mm.
Like family sometimes. Some family.
Yeah, I was waiting for that clarification
yeah.
to get in there.
Yeah, that's it. I'll do the dishes for people I respect. Other people can go fuck themselves.
Yeah.
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 Fuck yourself.
Boomer jokes. Yeah.
And what's new with you? I shared my doctor's story.
I have been working out. I quit vaping. I have been doing really bad at my job so that I can spend time working on my own things.
Yeah.
Life's been getting better. A little bit by a little bit.
That's excellent. What's sort of your own things? You don't need to spoil any secrets for your next great money-making schemes, but is there anything you can talk about?
Not really. I mean, nothing's really interesting. I come up with ideas all the time. I'm just trying to learn to validate them before I start building on them.
Yeah, actually evaluate them for a bit and like...
Yeah, and then like write like
what's worth.
It's the sales points, what features I would do, how I would do it. I had thought about doing like a 3D menu where you can like see it through AR on your phone, like the menu, like scanned foods, like dishes, and you can see like the whole menu there.
Mm.
But it's just so hard to like actually think about implementing that.
Yeah.
Because you would have to like... How the fuck are you going to get that in every restaurant where they're scanning their dishes and shit? You know, I thought about actually making a device where you have like a LiDAR sensor and a camera and it just does like a 360, like a microwave kind of device that does a scanner. But like at that point, you're just selling so much. Like it's such an uphill battle at that point, you know?
What could you do with Roombas that's fun? Those have LiDAR and pathfinding technology.
Roombas?
Yeah.
People have, I don't know, but people have
like a,
been
like
using it to map people's like property maps.
What if you like 3D printed a mount and put it on top of a Roomba and put a 9mm on it?
And
you could like use it to...
with computer vision. I saw like a YouTube channel where
I need to put that on my YouTube channel. I need to stick a handgun on top of my Roomba.
You should not do that
on TikTok. It would go viral.
Yeah, you will also get a visit from the police.
Why?
Because you have a fucking gun on top of a Roomba.
Yeah, it's a gun on top of the firing pin wasn't even in it.
Do you know the country that we live in? Do you know that people get kicked out of school for saying some, even like a tenth of the offensive things that we've said on this podcast? People get canceled.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was one YouTube channel where they got like 10 different kinds of Roombas or whatever, and then they put knives on the front of them, like sharp steak knives.
Yeah.
And then they had balloons on the back, kind of like that
Mario Kart.
Yeah, Mario 64. Kart. and they just put them in a box and just let them go and put bets on them. Mm-hmm. I thought that was smart.
That is smart.
That, like, Roomba betting, you know?
Imagine if you did that with Roombas and they all had guns on. And the Roombas were shooting each other.
I mean,
imagine how fucking fun that would be to watch.
If you put that somewhere else, like in a controlled setting, and you just streamed it on Twitch or something,
yeah,
you could make a lot of money. Especially if you do gambling on top of it.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
That would be sweet.
Maybe we should do that. Maybe that's the next idea.
Yeah, it's too bad we don't live in the States.
We can.
Yeah, we could.
It's not too late.
It's never too late to move to the States. Why are you applying for a membership?
Well, I want to make YouTube videos of Roomba shooting each other. You won't let me do it in Canada.
Oh, we definitely want you in our country. That doesn't sound like a terrorist's idea.
Tom, you don't know the first thing about going to America. You always lie to the customs officer. You always lie.
No.
Yes.
I always tell them the truth and I never get in trouble.
I always lie. I like this last business trip. You don't say, like, even my manager was like, make sure you definitely don't say it's a business trip.
They're what the fuck is your manager telling you to lie about a business trip?
Because you need a certain visa and permissions.
Oh.
Like, there's like, you never tell the truth to a custom officer. It's like, it's a thing of practice too. You got to be able to lie to them. Like one day like you might get in some shit. You might get somewhere in a really bad situation and you got to cross borders with a whole bunch of shit up your ass. You need that practice in.
No. No.
What do you mean no? You don't know. You don't know until you're in that situation.
I'm just not going to succeed in that situation. That's all.
Well, it's not very...
Because if they catch you lying, the thing too is if they catch you lying...
Well, you're only going to do it if you're going to die if you stay.
Fuck you over.
Yeah, but the cartel's got you on the other side of the border.
I'm not talking about the hypothetical situation where my ass is swollen with heroin. I'm talking about the situation where you're telling me to just lie all the time.
You don't lie about other things. Like if you're going for a vacation, you just, you know, you say, I'm seeing family, you know, like you white lies. You just get used to lying to them.
Oh my God.
You know, like a business trip. I don't tell them it's a business trip. I say, oh,
I'm horrific.
I'm going to a conference or
I would white lie and I would be like giving every single tell in the book that I'm not aware of. Like I would look the wrong places.
You are nervous, Nelly.
I'm horrific at lying.
That's why you need practice.
That's why when I go over the border with friends, we're on a road trip, and they're like, how'd you meet? And I'm like, rehab? And they're like, oh, yeah, what were you there for?
What do you think?
Marijuana, drugs. Other friends like, heroin? He's like, got any of that with you? And they're like, no. It's like, okay, you have a good time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just haven't had a problem telling the truth. And yeah, you're right. It can be useful to lie in sticky situations, but I don't know, man. I just haven't gotten into many sticky situations in my adult life.
It's because we live in Canada.
Yeah, we live in Canada. I went to rehab. I'm no longer fucking robbing places. So
fucking boring here. Let's move to Florida.
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
It would be so fun. Like, just for 2 years.
We could see all the SpaceX launches.
2 years. What's 2 years? It's not like you're having kids anyways.
Yeah. Get eaten by a fucking alligator.
We could live in the same house and we could have a pool in the backyard. Just get a big fucking thing. And Florida people are fucking weird.
Yeah.
You'd see something new every week.
Does that podcast exist? The Florida podcast?
Oh, I'm sure it does. We can find them and we can team up.
The podcast Florida Man. And then you just interview a Florida man. Every episode.
That'd
just
be amazing.
The weirdest one. Like, you're driving on the interstate and you see a man fucking walking out of a swamp in the middle of nowhere next to the interstate.
Yeah.
Put him on the podcast.
I'm sure it's happening all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, a podcast Florida Man would be great.
It'd be fucking great. Like, if we did that here.
Bunch of meth heads.
If we did that here, you would just get the worst fucking stories. You get a guy just coming out of Timmy's or homeless.
Sad stories.
Yeah. And they'd just be like begging you for money or being like, yeah, I came to this country and no one recognizes my fake degrees, which I was sold to back in Pakistan. And,
yeah,
you know, it's like...
Whereas in Florida, you'd have some, like, 25-year-old guy claiming he's a Vietnam vet.
Yeah, and believes it.
I want to hear what's going on in your mind.
Yeah. Like, the best thing you could get here is, like, mountain men. You know, people who, like, live out there, rangers and shit. But, like, you're never going to find them.
Yeah, they don't you want have to, like, podcast.
No, they don't want to talk to us.
Yeah.
And fair enough. I wouldn't want to talk to us either, but...
Yeah.
Florida. I'm
a fucking place.
Think about it. 2 years. What's 2 years of your life?
Mm-hmm.
What's the harm? You work remotely half the time anyways. You probably keep your same job for a long time.
And the sixth episode of the Beancast, Matt tries to convince Tom to move to Florida.
That should be the title. Just Florida.
Yeah, that is the title.
Florida's awesome, though. Think about it. It's just weird people all over.
It's wicked. It's weird people everywhere.
Boats. We can get a boat and just fuck around.
I've never had a good time in Florida.
Yeah. You ever wrestled an alligator? Not yet.
I don't intend to. That's not an attractive proposition for me.
Come on. If the Australians can do it, we can do it.
Australians can do plenty of things that I can't do.
Like wrestle alligators. But that's like that's something horses. You can do. They don't ride horses in Australia.
We met an Australian person in Berlin, and they said they have horses.
Yeah, they do, but it's not like it's a common thing down there. They drive.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah, they drive forever.
Like, horses down there are like a fancy people.
8 hours to Bendigo, Morty. We gotta drive to Bendigo.
What is Bendigo?
Bendigo's like a city in Australia. That's just nowhere.
Oh. They have a city in Australia that's all underground, too.
This sounds...
It was fictitious. A mine... No, it was a mine city. It's like a famous tourist attraction now. It's not all underground, but it's like 90%.
Yeah, what's the population living underground?
It's very little.
Yeah.
Very little. But it is a real
just
thing.
Just the fucking pastiest weirdos you've ever seen.
Oh, I'm sure. They're like Florida men right there, too. I'm sure. Like, Florida. Let's do it.
Fuck Florida.
I think they have better taxes, too. Like, you could even save money there. I don't know if they have state tax in Florida.
I have no idea. There's like certain... fuck about COVID. I know that.
No, they don't give a fuck about that shit.
Yeah,
they don't give a shit about the rest of the country, to be honest.
Yeah,
Florida's kind of on its own. It's like Quebec here.
Florida's a beautiful thing.
I'm totally down. Like 2 years. What's 2 years? You don't own a home. I don't own a home. We got nothing to lose.
All I have is a job that I'd be scared of losing. I don't have a lot in my life for a 31-year-old.
No. But you do.
I have a girlfriend, and I have a job that I've had for a while that I'm too scared to leave, and I've been too depressed to move to anything else or consider any other growth in my life.
You're only, like, what, 3 hours off? I think New York's 3 hours off.
Yeah.
So, like, just at, like, tell them.
Just get a remote.
Just go remote.
I need to go be in Florida. And be like, why do you need to be remote? It's like, because Florida's calling me.
Yeah, and they'll let you. I'm sure. If you convince them, you do a good job.
It's not impossible.
I mean, you were remote for 2 years almost.
Yeah, look how that turned out.
And your girlfriend
got so depressed that I didn't even go into work.
Wow. There's a lot of other factors there. You're not going to be depressed in Florida, though. I'll tell you that.
I'm on a lot more medication now, listeners. Don't worry at all. But I've prescribed so many goddamn pills.
If you get depressed in Florida, I'll throw you in a swamp.
The ADHD meds I'm on, I take like a dose in the morning and then a half dose in the afternoon. I'm going to throw you in a swamp. And my new black doctor was like, huh? That is not standard practice.
What accent
is that? I don't
know
what that is.
Is that Nigerian?
I don't know, maybe.
Give me your best Nigerian accent.
I don't know particular accents.
Should I Google it for you?
I dropped that. Where are we going? Who is this for?
It's okay.
As... Do you eat the poo-poo? Remember that guy? Do you eat the poo-poo?
What was that South African accent guy?
South Africa?
Yeah, where he's like talking about, he's got a whip in his hand and there's interviewing him and he's like, I'm on recess. And I can take recess now when I say
I'm on recess. Well, I take recess now. Now. Yeah. I'm South African. I've got a shrimp in me bum. Come down to South Africa. C-H-U-R-C-H. It's church. Charlie, that's church. Where's the O? That's where's the go?
Where's the E?
Where's the E?
Church,
church. Where's church, check. Where's the E?
Guy, what is C-H-U-R-C-H? That's church.
Church.
That's church.
Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's my doctor.
Yeah.
Gonna get all my juicy prescriptions. I'm so tired all day, every day. Did I talk about that on the last episode?
You talk about being depressed in every episode. No, you almost so intro. Tired.
It's not even depression. Like my state of mind is improving. My mood is improving, but I'm still just tired all the time.
Do you exercise?
No.
Maybe you should start with that before taking pills.
Oh no, I'm gonna get go some testosterone for sure.
No, just go take a 20-minute run or something.
I walk the dog once. That's
walking.
Twice a day.
That's walking. Are you sweating?
Yeah, on some days I got big winter boots on. It's cold out.
That's not the... fuck you. Sweat. You I have play to. You have to.
With my dad once every 2 weeks. And I just die every time because I'm in such horrific shape.
Exactly. If you were in better shape, you might be a little bit more positive and have energy.
Yeah.
Just don't take pills. Whatever. You do what you want.
No.
You're the pill man.
No. Honestly, what I'm thinking is that a side effect of one of the pills I'm taking is fatigue and drowsiness and stuff. And I'm on a lot of it. So I'm thinking maybe if I reduce that down a little bit, that'll help. I know I'm the pill man, but the solution is always pills. It's more or it's less pills. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Yeah, it's always pills.
There's got to be a solution that doesn't involve exerting personal effort and suffering.
Yeah, the American way. North American. Where are we at with this podcast? We got to be over time.
Yeah, we're like an hour.
Yeah.
Almost.
I don't care. We can keep going, but it's a long episode then.
Yeah, I think we're good. We've talked about several things.
We said beans.
Degrees of acceptability.
We said beans at least 5 times. So that's like the minimum.
Yeah, we hope you got your bean fill from this episode of the Beancast where we mostly talked about beans, where I got a bean doctor and you got a
Tom bean. Tom was flicking his bean.